Scientists and state representatives agree that global warming is a real threat posed to the Great Lakes. Michigan environmental law professor Noah Hall says the laws designed to protect the lakes are inadequate. He says more must be done.
Climate change is going to bring warmer temperatures to the Great Lakes region, as much as an average of 9 degrees Fahrenheit. It's going to reduce lake levels. For example, Lake Michigan and Lake Huron's lake levels may drop as much as 4.5 feet.
National Wildlife Federation water manager Molly Flanagan says the best way to deal with global warming is by passing the Great Lakes Compact.
The compact attempts to address all of these concerns by prohibiting water diversions, putting into place a water management system for uses of water within the Great Lakes Basin, and allowing for adaptive management in the face of the changing science and circumstances anticipated by global warming.
Congress will take up the Great Lakes Compact once all 7 Great Lakes states adopt the measure. Wisconsin and Ohio are the only states that haven't introduced legislation on the compact this year. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.